Eugene Bullard's life started in Columbus, Georgia, in the thick of the Jim Crow era. In fact, the mistreatment of blacks and the quality of life in the South drove him to leave home around the age of 11 in search of something better. And more than a century after he was born, his life is what brought people of all races together under one roof.
I am absolutely holding back tears to finally have him recognized, and to have him recognized here in Georgia, where he had to leave from.
That's Harriet Bullard White. She's one of Eugene's cousins. As a young boy, he wandered around Georgia in his pursuit of happiness. And when he was unable to find it, he went overseas as a 16-year-old stowaway on a ship. He first arrived in Scotland before making his way to France. His path to becoming the first black fighter pilot in the world, and later being called the Black Swallow of Death by the Germans during World War I, sounds quite mythological. He was a street performer, then worked on the fish wagon, spent some time as a dock worker, and eventually became a boxer, a prized fighter. Bullard White says her favorite stories about her older cousin are the ones that show how much of a Renaissance man he was.
From being a drummer to speaking three different languages to having Ernest Hemingway be so intrigued by him that he would mention him in one of his books.
The character Jake in Hemingway's The Sun Also Rises heavily resembles Eugene's life. But as his resume grew, so did tensions in the world. Bullard was only 19 when World War I started, and because of the color of his skin, he had to fly for a different red, white, and blue.
It was very important that a foreigner came and really helped the French army, because it was, of course, he was risking death every day.
That's Vincent Hammerl, the Consul General of France in Atlanta. Bullard has some 15 military decorations from the French, including the Legion of Honor, France's version of the United States Medal of Honor. Hammerl says Bullard's determination and sacrifice should serve as inspiration to anyone. And one thing that stuck with him, you can achieve anything you put your mind to. Like Charles Hood, who is a walking embodiment of Bullard's inspiration. He's a member of the Atlanta chapter of the Tuskegee Airmen and served in the Air Force for 35 years. He says this statue unveiling is a correction of history that so often forgets about the contributions of black people.
History is being revitalized, given life, and being reflected to show that every war we've ever been in, an African-American had been involved.
But Hood says Bullard's greatest contribution was showing that being a black fighter pilot was even possible. And that legacy has trickled down to Hood's grandson, who just left for Afghanistan as a member of the U.S. Air Force. As Harriet waited for the blue covering to be removed from Bullard's statue, she recounted the trauma he had to endure. From his brother being hanged in a dispute over land to not being able to fight for his country. But she admitted it felt pretty good to see him get his respect.
This is a state that is welcoming the native son. It's 100 years, but it's never too late.
Bullard would eventually come back to America, where he'd work and later die in New York. But now he stands, arms crossed, looking over his right shoulder, head slightly tilted up, larger than life, encapsulated in bronze, back in the state that he once called home. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell at Robins Air Force Base.